God's Might by Dena Kilgore. We all go through rough patches in life. Isn't that part of what makes life, life? It's not always roses as we'd hope life to be. Being part of a church that cares about and values each other as brothers and sisters, and a church that has prayer warriors that step in when needed, is so powerful when someone in the church goes through a rough patch. Sometimes when a rough patch hits, you don't even know what to pray or don't have the energy to pray yourself. I've personally felt the strength of prayer sent up to Jesus on my behalf, and it's amazing. Sometimes I've been known to just say Jesus over and over again, as the song by Seventh Time Down says. When you don't know what to say, just say Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Yes, God knows what I need. When I say Jesus, He knows. He knows my heart. He knows what I need. I also know in rough patches, God is capable of turning around any situation, and He is capable of taking something bad and using it for His glory. How often do we focus on God's might? Do we sometimes forget how mighty God is? God is so mighty. After all, didn't God give sight to the blind? Didn't He heal the lepers and multiply 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed thousands? He parted the Red Sea and made the Jericho walls fall, and God's might raised Lazarus from the dead. So what makes me think that God can't handle something I throw at Him or ask of Him? During rough times, for myself or for someone I'm praying for, I need to make my prayers more big and more bold. Ask Him. Have faith. Know that He's capable. Of course, He may not answer the way we ask, but asking boldly to our Lord lets Him know that we trust Him and know how big and mighty He is that we would ask such a bold request. After all, when we ask, it's because we believe He can do it. I don't ask or have faith in a friend to raise someone from the dead or part a sea, but I do have faith that God can because He's done it before. And He is never changing. God never changes. God always stays the same. So the same God that walked on water is the same God that I can come to boldly with my requests. We have to remember that the enemy never wins. We can't let fear stop us from praying big and bold prayers because we have a big and bold God that hasn't surrendered authority and who is mighty.